This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Last week, Montana State Senator Marianne Dunwell, Democrat of Helena, requested a legislative audit of a multi-million dollar renovation of the vacant governor's residence after she expressed frustration at the slow pace of work despite multiple appropriations from lawmakers. Dunwell said, "If the state can move forward on other state building projects in Helena, why can't they move forward on the executive residence? It's not for our current governor to decide what will happen to this official residence for Montana's chief executive. If he has a plan, what is it? We have a right to know." The governor's official residence, located very near the Capitol at the intersection of Carson and Broadway Streets in Helena, was built in the 1950s, replacing the state's historic governor's mansion, a Victorian-style home that now serves as a museum. Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte splits his time between his residence in Bozeman and a different house in the Mansion District in Helena. He moved out of Montana's official governor's mansion early in his term as the state was set to begin tackling the home's sizable maintenance backlog, including asbestos remediation and plumbing repairs. But that work, scheduled to be complete by the end of 2022, was never done, despite an almost $2 million legislative appropriation in 2019 and an additional $440,000 the next session. Now, the motivation behind stopping the repairs may be clearer. Gianforte, a billionaire from selling his tech company to Oracle before running for office, has personally purchased a new private residence in Helena, the Samuel T. Hauser House, a nine-bedroom mansion built in 1885 by a turn-of-the-century Montana industrialist and territorial governor of Montana. The Gianfortes purchased the home, located on Madison Avenue in Helena's historic mansion district, and say they'll donate the property to the state when Gianforte's term as governor ends. The sale price was $4 million, with the home originally listed at $6.18 million. Neighborhood resident Laura Cowie, whose parents live across the street and down the block from the new Gianforte residence, said Gianforte just has the money to do that, nodding at the newly purchased corner mansion. It's unknown what will become of the current governor's residence and the nearly $2.5 million in state money allocated for repairs there. A Montana fire chief who helped lead the charge against COVID vaccine mandates for firefighters has been arrested for assaulting police officers and trespassing on Capitol Hill grounds during the insurrection on January 6, 2021. Frank Dahlquist, the fire chief for West Valley Fire Rescue, was charged with federal crimes related to January 6 and arrested Wednesday. Dahlquist was identified in part through his interview with King 5 Seattle about COVID mandates. According to an FBI affidavit, Dahlquist was photographed spraying an orange-colored chemical agent directly into the face of a police officer during the attack on the U.S. Capitol January 6th. In August 2022, investigators interviewed firefighters in Washington State who were able to positively identify Dahlquist. He was scheduled for an initial appearance in front of a federal judge on Wednesday. The Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services has confirmed the first death of a child from influenza in the 2023-24 flu season. The death was a Bighorn County resident under the age of 18 due to the flu. It's the 11th influenza-related death in Montana as of January 5th, but the first pediatric death of the year. Montana is seeing widespread flu illness in addition to increasing rates of COVID-19 and of the respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV. Cases of influenza have been reported in 49 of Montana's 56 counties, and COVID-19 is also circulating widely in the state. In the last quarter of the year, between October 1st and December 30th, 2023, more than 9,000 COVID-19 cases were reported, including 530 hospitalizations and 55 deaths from COVID. Vaccination remains the best form of protection against serious outcomes of illness due to influenza, COVID-19, and RSV. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.